Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I apologize for that dead air. Had a little issue I had to take care of. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today. Second half hour of hour number one on this March 5th, 2024 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Got a couple of comments. Sounds like an inside job to me, an attempt to starve us out. I'm not really sure the cause for the beginning of this fire. If Downstate Kim or somebody's listening, you guys could do the research. What was the source of these wildfires out in the panhandle of Texas? Greatly appreciate that. Kim agrees, control the food, control the people, control the prices. Unbelievable. Yes. Another one, Pat. Weather modification, directed energy weapons, the WEF, the World Economic Forum, wants us to eat bugs. They've been talking about that for years. And there's one problem. There's only one problem. American ingenuity. American farmers. I know they've been selling their farms at alarming rates. These big corporations coming in and buying out the little guys. But you have to understand something. For farmers like Cliff Tellini, this is in their blood. This is in their DNA. My grandfather, James Bishop in Lapeer, was a farmer until the day he died. As a matter of fact, I've been told the day he passed away, he was out taking care of the animals that morning. He had pigs and cows until the day he died. I believe he was 87. Now, the thing of it is, you have to understand, is that they may try to do this, but I believe it's going to fail because of the spirit and the souls of the American farmers. Do you know that American farmers, 3% of the population, but they make and produce enough food to feed the entire world, not just our country. Foreign governments buy our food. Exporting food is the number one largest financial transactions that you can track out of all commodities. Between beef, corn, other commodities that the American farmers produce, it's the biggest product. These commodities are the largest in the world. I got a text message story here from Kim. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much, Kim. Texas' largest wildfire leaves 2 dead in the panhandle so far, according to the Texas Tribune. The cause of the fires is unknown at this time and still under investigation, according to Karen Stafford, Texas A&M Forest Service Fire Prevention Program Coordinator. They're not sure. But this is alarming. At the absolute minimum, this is just amazing. Wow, this story is long, Kim. Thank you. Firefighters are rushing to subdue deadly panhandle wildfires before dangerous conditions return this Saturday. Oh, this was last week. Okay, that's why. Light rain and snow Thursday allowed firefighters to gain better control of the state's largest ever fire, which has so far killed two people. Texas officials do not yet know the full damage from the ongoing wildfires, but have already described a wide swath of devastating destructions to homes, land, and livestock. Now, they were hoping for a blanket of snow and rain that was supposed to start on Thursday. This was this past Thursday. That way, it would help firefighters to slow the spread of the largest wildfire in the state's history, which so far, this was as of February 29th, has engulfed more than 1 million acres of land and has killed two people. Firefighters are racing against the clock to tamper down the flames before the weekend, when the weather forecasters predicted another round of gusty winds, low humidity, which again would create further dangerous fire conditions for the sprawling region in the top corner of Texas. Friday again was expected to be warm and dry. National Weather Service in Amarillo, Texas, issued a fire weather watch for Saturday afternoon through Sunday evening, leaving firefighters desperate to rein in the massive blazes before the windy conditions returned to the region. We are concerned if we don't secure this thing within the next 48 hours, there's a potential it will continue to spread again. According to Adam Turner, Public Information Officer, Texas A&M Forest Service. He said the crews are trying to put out as much of the fire now before the winds pick back up. Governor Greg Abbott told reporters at the governor's mansion Friday morning that he is heading up to the Panhandle to get an update from firefighters and to assess what resources local governments need to continue the firefighting response, maintain public safety, and provide supplies to victims who have lost their homes, have lost everything. He said his office has been in close contact with the Texas Division of Emergency Management and local county authorities. We will be going through an analysis when I arrive out there about what each county and each community needs as far as beginning the rebuilding process, including disaster declarations that I've already made, as well as others that will be forthcoming. Abbott added that there are enough state resources available to respond to the crisis, and he does not anticipate removing any resources from the border. Now, this one creek, it's called the Smokehouse Creek Fire. It broke out Monday afternoon last week, a week ago yesterday, 65 miles north of Amarillo. Surpassed the 1 million acreage mark and spreads across Texas and now is heading into Oklahoma, another high beef producing state. He said this is larger than the East Amarillo Complex fire that we had in 2006, which blazed through 906,000 acres of land, which was the home to a lot of natural wildlife, and at that point had been the largest state wildfire. The Smokehouse Creek fire was followed by a second one to the west called Windy Deuce, which also consumed 142,000 acres. This is unbelievable. As of Friday morning, only 15% of the Smokehouse Creek fire was under containment. Because of the high winds expected over the weekend, it was going to continue to spread, and they had no idea how they were going to get this under control. Again, the cause of the fires is unknown at this time and still under investigation. I'm telling you, folks, this is going to have huge, huge impact on the supply chain. Penny is reporting in, she heard that over 3,000 head of cattle were burned alive, dead. But you have to understand something. People, this is already on top of the lower numbers that they had in inventory heading into this spring. They were already down 20 to 25% over inventory numbers from last year at this time. January through March, the first quarter last year, compared to where they're at before this fire happened, they were already down 20 to 25%. Many of these small farmers, these small farming families, have lost their farms, not able to pay these fertilizer prices, the cost of fuel. This has been devastating to their economy. And I'm going to blame it right where it belongs. Biden's energy policies. When you go from $1.80 a gallon to $3.60, you basically double it, which is what we're headed to everywhere I've looked so far recently. Yesterday I was in Traverse City, $3.49, price fixed everywhere. Every gas station. This weekend, when I took Vicky to Saginaw Bay for scrapbooking while I drove back to Houghton Lake for the first district caucus convention, even downstate, $3.49. Every small community I went through except for one. Gas Buddy app found a small family market. It was only about 5 miles off the path, the route I was going. I was able to get it for $3.10. And then Royal Oak, Sunday night before we came back home, Costco had it for $2.99. Today they're back to $3.49 like everybody else. It was a Sunday shopping, 50 cents a gallon off sale they were doing, come to find out. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalver, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalver for state rep.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Jimmy Rieger says fuel is up to $3.55 in Onaway. When Donald Trump left the White House, I have a screenshot of fuel prices off my Gas Buddy app. If you guys haven't taken advantage of that app yet, you need to do it. Gas Buddy, it's an app. Yes, it tracks via GPS where your phone is. Get over it. You tie the Gas Buddy card to a checking or savings account, and you use it at the gas pumps. I have saved over $1,000 in gasoline prices over the last couple years. And the neat thing about it, for example, my trip down to Saginaw Bay to take Vicky's scrapbooking, heading back to Houghton Lake that night, I did 440 miles on Friday. I put Fine Gas. It gives you the cheapest and the highest, so you see the entire range, and then you can actually put in local cities where you're going. And it'll tell you where to go to get the best price. You hit activate the discount, and you'll get anywhere from 25 to 35. I've had one time it was 50 cents a gallon cheaper that they do not advertise on the sign. So, Jimmy, you know that $3.55 a gallon? If you had the Gas Buddy app, you could search for Onaway. And their sign says $3.55, but if you use the Gas Buddy card, you could be paying $3.35 or $3.25. It's a great app. Now you can understand exactly what's going on in the fuel market in your area where you can see all these prices. Find the cheapest one. Like I said, that podunk little market was about 5 miles off the route I was being taken to go back to Houghton Lake. So I drove 5 miles, filled up 24 gallons in the Yukon because I was on fumes, and saved 39 cents a gallon, $3.10 versus $3.49. And a lot of times your local gas stations use this app to take unfair advantage of their competition. It's a neat, slick little trick they got. They can all be price fixed at $3.55 a gallon, $3.49, whatever, but the participating gas stations with the Gas Buddy app, you guys can save 20, 30 cents a gallon, and nobody even knows about it. Now, the neat thing I always do is when I go to these discounted stations and I see other people paying at the pump with regular credit cards, Hey, have you heard about the Gas Buddy app? I kind of rub it in a little bit. Yeah, I only paid $3.10 a gallon. You're paying $3.49. I'm paying $3.10. What? What is that app? How do I download it? What do I do? You create an account tied to your email and your cell phone number. You then get a gas card from them. It's a Gas Buddy credit card, debit card, but it's tied to your checking or savings account. You sync it directly to one of your bank accounts. They'll deposit a penny and 8 cents to verify your account, and they tie it immediately to the Gas Buddy card. You use the Gas Buddy card to make the purchase. Another reason I like it, you don't put your credit card into those readers at the gas stations. You're putting your Gas Buddy card in there. So nobody can hack or steal your bank account information or your debit card. How many times have we had to replace our debit cards in this country? It's unbelievable. I talked to the banker at Huntington. He said it's one of the biggest expenses they have. No, Barb, I'm not going to talk about that. So the bottom line is, there's ways to get around this. It's not going to help a lot when gas gets up to $4 a gallon soon. But here's the thing that I want you to think about. How much is prices, food prices, beef shortages, and fuel prices going to get people to think before they vote in November? This could not come at a worse time for the Democrats as they head into the re-election of Biden or their other candidate that they're going to spring at their convention. They are in trouble because the economy, the open borders, prices of food, fuel, everything going up in an election year, a major election year. They say we will break a record in November based on the number of votes that are going to be coming in. The highest turnout in the history of our country is happening November 5th, 2024. And we have to prepare for it. We have got to get people to think about these things and tie it directly to their vote in November. That's basically how Donald Trump's going to be reelected 47th president of the United States. We're going to talk to Ian Murphy, owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord, in the next half hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline.